The Kinks, one of the best of the early British rock groups, came out of the down-at-the-heels London outskirts known as Muswell Hill to land their first hit record on the U.S. charts in November of 1964. Their songs were all the brainchildren of head kink Ray Davis, described in one set of liner notes as a man who lives in his own world and makes his own music about that world.
Penny Valentine, pop music critic for the British publication Disc.
I think they run into the trap of becoming very, very slightly a little bit samey. I think Ray Davis, every so often his compositions tend, especially on LPs, to be slightly in a rut. And I don't really think he knows where he's going. But again, they have a very definite kink sound, which again is their own, again isn't influenced by anything outside. It's purely in Ray Davis's mind.
The Kinks were innovative rockers, one of the first groups to make a hit record with fuzz tone on the guitar, employing it on their second U.S. hit, All Day and All Night. And Ray Davis was writing and voicing some valid social observations in his songs before the Beatles got around to doing the same.
Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at nine, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails, and he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. Passes looks as well as bills that every suave young man. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best things of the service. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, but he's better than the rest. And his unsweat smells the best, and he hopes to grab his father's ring when fate could pass his arm. Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, and he goes to war with guitar, She adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimony stakes, 'cause he's out so good, and he's out so fine, and he's out so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, one of the best things so certainly.
The Yardbirds were alumni of the British blues underground that gave birth to Animals and Rolling Stones. They made the U.S. pop charts in 1965.
I'd give you everything and more, and that's for sure. I'd bring you diamond rings and things right to your door. To fill you with delight, I'd give you diamond stride. Double days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
For a short time, their hard, rocking sound was embellished by the fiery talent of guitarist Eric Clapton, who was to become part of the triumphant Cream triumvirate in the later 60s.
The ideology of
the band was kind of the same. You know, I mean, we used to do, you know, for that time it was fairly advanced because we used to do long instrumental breaks, you know. But really, it wasn't the same, because, I mean, they weren't, you know, I hate to, like, be schneidy and put people down, but they weren't really very good, you know. I mean, and it used to fall to pieces a lot, you know, and it really was a very shaky band musically.
There are some who feel the Yardbirds' finest hours were those when Jeff Beck took over the lead guitar chores. Their performance on I'm a Man, for example, that old Bo Diddley classic.
We pretty women standing alone. We loved you, baby, in an hour's time. I'm a man. I spell M. A. L. Fly, shoot. We'll never miss. We loved you, baby. You can't resist.
M-A-N.
Bo Diddley.
Main.
I used to get mad about people recording my things. Now I got a new thing going, you know. I don't get mad about them recording my material because they keep me alive.
Did you have a chance to hear the Yardbirds do "You're I'm a Man"?
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
Beautiful. Beautiful. These British groups, man, these cats pick this stuff up and they playing it. You know, they ain't jabbing now. They really hitting home. America started it. Musicians here. We started it. But they copied it and then throw it back in our faces. I was right at the end of all of that garbage. My records wasn't allowed in a kid's house if he was white. You know, not all of them were like this. It was just a few, but it was enough to hurt you. This is what happened. So today everybody has come out of that old funny bag and trying to, you know, what is a record? Yeah, man, what is a record is a record. Regardless of who made it, you know, ain't nobody calling nobody no names on it. It's just music.
In a moment, a preview of the next chapter in John Gilliland's The Pop Chronicles.